I begin my homily this morning with a spiritual math question. I don't know if you've ever had one of those questions asked of you before, but you do today. If you love someone with all your heart, how much love do you have left to give to others? Some? A lot? None? If you love someone with all your heart, how much love do you have left to give to others? The answer to that question is, it depends on who the someone is. If the someone is God, then to figure out how much love you have left, you will need to multiply. However, if the someone is anyone other than God, then to properly compute the amount of love remaining in you, you'll be forced either to subtract or divide. Let me explain. In today's gospel text from Matthew 22, Jesus proclaims the two fundamental commandments, the commandment to love God, the commandment to love your neighbor. But even though these are both commands to love, there's a crucial difference between the two, a difference that's often missed or ignored when people read these well-known verses of Scripture. Notice it says you are to love God with your whole heart. It does not say that you're to love your neighbor in that way. Neighbor here, incidentally, is a very broad term. It doesn't just refer to the people who live next door to you on the street you live on, although it does include them. The word neighbor in this text signifies all the human beings with whom you share your life, even your spouse, your children, the members of your extended family, and it even includes your enemies. Thankfully, all it says is that you need to love these human beings as you love yourself. Backing up for a moment, this means that from a Christian perspective, it's okay to love yourself. That may sound strange to some of us, but it's true nonetheless. Too much self-love, of course, is not a good thing. They call that narcissism and pride. But too little self-love is equally as bad. Contrary to popular belief, self-hatred is not a Christian virtue. There's obviously a balance that needs to be achieved here, which is something we should pray for. We should say, "Dear Lord, help me to love myself as you want me to love myself, not too much, but not too little either." This is key because if a person doesn't love himself rightly, he's not going to be able to love anyone else rightly. The proper love of self is the necessary precondition for the proper love of neighbor. That's according to Jesus. Notice his wording in the verse, "Love your neighbor as you love yourself." But what happens when you try to love your neighbor with all your heart, which according to Jesus is the way you're to love God and God alone? I'll answer that question with a little story. I know a woman who many years ago had her husband die very suddenly of a heart attack. She was a daily communicant at her home parish, which was not here, it was another part of the state. As a couple, she and her husband had been almost inseparable. They were blessed with 3 or 4 children, as well as several grandchildren. They had a great marriage. They spent most of their free time together, especially after he retired from his job. So you can imagine how I and others felt when 3 months after her husband died, this woman tried to take her own life. Thankfully, she failed. I was a newly ordained priest at the time, and I remember being stunned, absolutely stunned, especially since this woman was at Mass every single day, not just on Sundays, but every day of the week. It didn't make any sense to me until I thought about it in light of the gospel passage we just heard. It was then that I realized that this lovely lady had made the mistake of loving her husband with her whole heart. So when he was gone, so was most of the love in her life, including, it seems, her love for God. If you love someone with your whole heart, and that someone is anyone other than God, and to calculate how much love you have left to give to others, you have to subtract or divide. This is why there are two commandments in this passage and not one. You know, Jesus could easily have said, you shall love the Lord your God and your neighbor with all your heart. That's not what he said. It's because Jesus understood human nature a lot better than we do. He knew that we need to love and to be loved, but he also knew that even the person on earth who loves us the most and whom we love the most will sometimes let us down. They'll fail to be there for us. They might even stop loving us for a time or refuse to forgive us for something we've done to them. That's to be expected, because this person, as good as he or she might be, is only human. Only God is divine, which means that only God can always be there for us with his mercy and strength and comfort. But it even goes beyond that. I said earlier that if you try to love God with your whole heart, you will have to multiply in order to figure out how much love you'll have left to give to others. In other words, when you try to love God the most, he responds by multiplying the love within you, since he himself is love, as St. John tells us in his letters. And that leaves you more than enough love to show to others, including your enemies. This is what we see in the lives of holy people, and especially in the lives of the great saints of the Church. Because St. Maximilian Kolbe, for example, tried to love God with his whole heart, he had plenty of love left in him for others, including the prisoner he died for in the concentration camp at Auschwitz during World War II. Because Mother Teresa of Calcutta tried to love God with her whole heart, she had plenty of love left in her to share with the poorest and most destitute souls on earth. Because my mother tried to love God with her whole heart, she really did. Because of that, she had more than enough love left in her for my dad, for my sister, for me, and for a lot of other people. You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. May the Lord help us to be faithful to these two great commandments as they are written down for us in the Bible, as I just spoke them a few moments ago. You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. May he help us to be faithful to these commandments as they are written, so that we will all have the love we need for the Lord, for ourselves, and for other people.